T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, Dan. I imagine you are as happy as all us Lion fans after a stress-free Sunday, or at least it was stress-free for us. Is it stress-free for you when you're blowing somebody out?
Well, it's not quite as eventful as most of them, but there's still plenty that goes on during the game. But yeah, it was a good one to get. Feels good to win.
We'll talk about some of the individuals, but 4 out of 5, the team really looks, and I know everybody at Ford Field has been juiced up every single time, but it feels like the team has a confidence going into games that we didn't necessarily see, 10 weeks ago.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's every unit. That's each unit, the offense, the defense, the special teams in themselves, but also collectively as a team. I think the guys, they have a lot of faith in each other, and they do believe that the guy next to them is going to do their job. And that breeds a ton of confidence, becomes contagious, and then it begins to just really snowball, if you will, and that we're kind of at that point right now. It's a good place to be.
What was more impressive, no punts or just one accepted penalty?
I would say no punts. Mm-hmm. That's a rare thing there. You don't. Here's where it gets hard, believe it or not, is that was an outstanding job. I thought Ben called a hell of a game. I thought our old line played well. I mean, there's a number of things. I thought Goff was on fire. I thought St. Brown was, a rock, as he normally is, shark. But honestly, we left some out there, and that's the – you get in one of those games and things are, we're dialing it up the way we are, and the details were good, but yet there's a couple of things in there. You're like, man, we could have had, instead of field goals, there's a couple other times you could have touchdowns out of it. But certainly we're pleased with the performance overall, and those guys played well.
Well, you mentioned Ben Johnson, and we heard a lot in the offseason about the relationship that he has developed with Jared Goff. How dialed in is Ben Johnson right now to this offense? And because it was a creative game plan, it was opportunistic, but a lot of that, I think, has to come down to the relationship that Ben has with Jared.
Absolutely, man. You have to have a good rapport with your quarterback, and your quarterback needs to know what you're thinking and why you develop the game plan the way you do. What are we trying to attack? Why are we attacking them? What are our strengths? What are their weaknesses? And you got to understand, when something's being called, this is why we're calling it. We're calling it to attack this coverage or this player with our player. And so all of that stuff. And then on the flip side of that, you, as a play caller, you have to have a really good understanding of your quarterback and where he's at in the game, and how he feels. And so there is a give and take there, but man, they've got a great relationship. They have a lot of trust in each other. And I think they do. I think they have a real good feel of what each other is looking for.
This kind of leads into the next question, where last year the offense picked up after you made a coaching change with your assistant staff. The defense this season seems to have improved since you guys made a coaching staff. a change. Is there any, you know, commonality between the two, that, you know, two coaching moves during the season, and all of a sudden the defense is playing well? Last year, the offense played well.
Look, I it's hard to say all that. You know, all I can say is those are hard decisions. They're brutal decisions to have to make. But you do what you feel is right at the time, and you don't know what it's going to do, what it's not going to do. But you wouldn't make the move if you didn't believe that it could help something. You know, even in a small way, it's worth it. And so I think there was a number of things that go into that, as always, on any decision. I think there's a lot more than just those things that help you play better. You know, defensively, look, I got to give a lot of credit to Aaron Glenn, man. I mean, he's what I've always thought he was and is. I mean, he's steady as a rock. He doesn't change. He's very consistent. He's a problem solver. He doesn't have bad days. He doesn't get high and get low. He's the same guy every day, but he's smart. He understands, and he just hung in there. And we just really, we needed our guys. We had to back some things down. Let's get our confidence. Let's get a little more basic, which started at New England. And seriously, let's just get some of our swagger back and confidence and trust in each other. And as we've done that, we've slowly started to put more back into what we can do. And guys they're playing at a high level, and you can see the confidence right now.
Jamison Williams, obviously, he got his first go-round last weekend, and we could hear the crowd over the TV go nuts when he came on the field. And only one target. What'd you see from him, and what's the progression? How do you get him more involved in the offense?
Yeah, look, it was good to get him out there. I mean, that was the whole point, honestly, was to I had no preconceived notions of what it was going to be or what it was going to look like. We just wanted to get him out there. Like, we wanted him to go through a pregame warm-up. We wanted him to be on the sideline, have to run in a huddle, go line up, go fight with somebody a little bit, you know, go run a route, you know, see if you can connect, go block somebody, and just be in it, be part of it, pads on, all of that. That's all this was for him. And I think he came out with 8 plays. Two of those, I think, was victories. So really 6, but really that's exactly what we wanted out of him. You know, we were going to put him at gunner, let him run down a little bit, but we didn't punt, so it didn't work out. But you know, moving forward, it'll be okay. We'll get him a little more involved now. So we'll have some things for him. He'll play more than he did last week, but it's just there again. Let's slowly start to implement him into what we're doing, and let's see how he handles everything.
You kind of answered my next question about the gunner, because on the pregame show on Fox, they made a big deal of it. And even your buddy Sean Payton said that's kind of odd to have him in his first game trying to be a gunner. Was that something you were just going to do last week, or is that something going forward you want to do?
I don't know. It's I don't know. Maybe that's all he does. Maybe he's just a gunner.
Yeah, Brad Holmes trades up for a gunner.
Let me tell you something. Have you ever seen his gunner reps?
No. I'm sure they're good.
Okay. Check them out. But no, we'll see. I mean, look, I'll tell you this. He's a football player, and he's tough.
Yeah.
And he's competitive. And he's not worried about breaking nails. So he just wants to play. But he's going to get more, obviously, reps on offense, and we'll take him where he can go.
So winners of 4 or 5, and you got 3 of the 5 left against teams that you've already played, obviously division opponents. How difficult is it playing against an opponent twice, and what changes in the second go-round for you?
Yeah, well, the key will be, you know, those things that you do well, you know, you don't want to lose sight of those, but you also know the opponent is not going to let you do that again. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to stop that. So you know, certainly you got to have enough things in your arsenal that counter those, or you're able to hide enough to where you're able to do something similar to what those were, and those, your opponent doesn't get a beat on it. So that's the trick, but they have the same issue with us. With all 3 of those teams, you know, we're playing the same game against each other. And so that's kind of the, you know, that's that the game that always gets played inside the game when you're playing division opponents for the second time. So, but that's the fun part of game planning too. You know, that's what really makes it, you know, pretty fun. But, look, I like where we're at. This is a good opponent we're getting ready for. They know how to win games, and they've done it in different ways. And so this will be a great test for us.
Hey, is Alex Anzalone playing his best football in a few years? Because I don't know. Well, for me, it's out of nowhere. That shows you what I know. But he was great on Sunday, and he's really played, it seems to me, much better the last few weeks.
Yes, he is. Look, I would say last year was the best I've seen him play football since he entered the NFL. You know, I was with him in New Orleans, and last year was his best year, and this year is even better. So he's playing at a high level. He's really the quarterback of our defense. He's very versatile. He's smart. He's physical. He's tough. He's athletic. And, man, he's just, you know, he's been productive. He's been highly productive. So, look, he played a hell of a game for us. Mm-hmm. You know, Elliott played a dang good game, got a takeaway there. And then, you know, the Kaminsky, man, really kind of unsung hero, did a lot of stuff for us in there. But yeah, Alex has been steady, reliable. You know, he's one of our captains. But I'm glad we got him.
I got to be honest with you. When I watch Kaminsky play, it looks like I'm just watching a guy that loves to play the game of football. He's fun to watch. And I do want to ask you about the offensive line. We know that they're playing well, and I thought that, you know, Sunday was one of their better games, but you've got a player in there in Coyote at the right guard position. How much has he stepped up? Because he wasn't even on this roster at the start of the season.
Yeah, he really has. He's somebody that, you know, we knew he's got some ability. He's a pretty good athlete, good feet, you know, moves well. But it was, he hadn't played. I mean, yeah. You know, he hadn't played. And you know how that is. When you don't play on the O-line and then you get thrown in there, there's a learning curve. So, look, he fought it out at Buffalo, and so this game was going to be big for him. But yeah, for us, but also for him, we needed to see what kind of progression he could make from that game. And I thought he really took a step up. Mm-hmm. I thought he played better. I thought he was more aggressive. I thought he played with better anchor. You know, he got edged a couple of times, but I tell you what, I thought it was a solid performance by him.
Final thing, I saw you guys sign Josh Dobbs, quarterback, to the practice squad. Did you guys have any conversations about Baker Mayfield at all?
No, I've been on to Minnesota, and Brad's been back there banging away on other things, and so we haven't even had that discussion.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Keep it up. 4 out of 5. We're loving it.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you next week. Dan Campbell, head coach of your Detroit Lions, here on Stoney and Jansen, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.